兄姐妹，大家早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们今天会开始查考马可福音。
Today we will begin to look at the Gospel of Mark.
在我们还没有看马可福音之前，我想要给大家一个很短的介绍。
I want to give an introduction to the Gospel of Mark.
马可福音当然是由马可所写的。
Of course, this is written by Mark.
不过谁是马可呢？
But who is Mark?
如果你来到我们的当中有一段时候的话，你会发现我们在这里已经提过马可好几次了。
If you have been with us for a while, you will know that we have mentioned Mark many times.
上个星期我们的助理牧师在总结哥罗西书第四章的时候也提到了马可。
Last week, our assistant pastor, when he preached on the end of Colossians 4, he also spoke on Mark.
在哥罗西书第四章十到第十一节那里说到马可是巴拿巴的表弟，而且对保罗是非常安慰的一个仆人。
In Colossians 4:11, it says that Mark is a Jewish believer, a cousin of Barnabas, and Mark is called a comforting servant.
因为他在侍奉上对保罗非常的有用，而且他是一个非常安慰人的一个仆人。
Because he was useful for Paul's ministry, and he is one that comforts people.
不过在马可还未成为一个这样安慰的仆人之前，他自己也软弱跌倒了。
But before that, before he was a comforting servant, he also fell and sinned.
因为在使徒行传第十五章三十七到三十九节，也是我们的牧师曾经讲过的，我们在那里看见马可他跌倒了。
And we see in Acts 15:37-39 how Mark fell. Our pastor has also preached on this section of the Bible.
你们不用翻，不过我会念给大家听。使徒行传第十五章三十七节到三十九节。
You don't have to turn over there, but I will read it.
巴拿巴有意要带称呼马可的约翰同去。但保罗因为马可从前在庞菲利亚离开他们，不和他们同去做工，就以为不可带他去，于是二人起了争论，甚至彼此分开。
Verse 37. Now Barnabas wanted to take with them John called Mark, but Paul thought best not to take with them one who had withdrawn from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work.And there arose a sharp disagreement so that they separated from each other.
我们记得牧师曾经讲过，不是保罗不原谅马可。
I remember pastor said that it is not that Paul did not forgive Mark.
不过他们要去宣教的事工旅途非常的危险，他们常常会遇到生命的危险。
But as they travel and preach the gospel to everywhere, there's danger, there's life-threatening dangers.
因为这样生命，因为他们面对这生命的危险，所以保罗觉得马可是不适合去这样的这个宣教事工。
Because of the life-threatening dangers, Paul thought that Mark is not fit for such work.
所以我们不要以为保罗不让马可去，就是因为保罗不原谅他，没有这回事。
So we should not conclude that when Paul did not want Mark to go with him.It means that Paul has not forgiven Mark. That is not it.
后来马可他认识了彼得，使徒彼得。
Later on, Mark met the apostle Paul, Peter.
彼得前书五章十三节告诉我们，彼得后来带领了马可，因为彼得前书五章十三节说，我儿子马可也问你们安。
In 1 Peter 5:13, we see that.Peter took Mark under his wing, and Mark became a son to him.
我们也知道彼得他自己对软弱跌倒也是非常熟悉的，因为他三次不认主。
And we know that the apostle Peter is not stranger to failure himself. He denied Christ three times.
所以当彼得他带领马可的时候，也因着这样，他带领了马可在属灵上有成长。后来马可也因着属灵上的成长而成为了彼得的儿子，属灵上的儿子。
So Peter, who has also failed himself, he discipled Mark, and he's a perfect person for that. Under Peter's discipleship, Mark also became a faithful servant, and he is called Peter's son.
所以马可也因着这样成为了一个非常有用的这个仆人，而且是保罗后来称为安慰的仆人。
And so Mark became a useful servant, and later on Paul calls him a comforting servant.
所以我们还未看马可福音之前，我们就能够像这位马可福音的作者，就是马可，我们可以学习到很多功课了。
So even before we look at the Gospel of Mark, we can learn from Mark many lessons that he is example for us to follow.
我们可能以前有曾经软弱过、跌倒过，不过如果我们肯认罪悔改，我们还是能够侍奉神，还是合乎主用的。
Perhaps we have also failed and sinned, but if we repent, we will be like Mark. We can become useful and a comforting servant.
所以这个是给马可福音的作者马可的一个介绍。
So this is an introduction to the writer of the Gospel of Mark.
在我们还没有看马可福音之前，我们也要看一下马可福音的背景到底是什么。
And before we look at the text, we ought to look at also the background of the Gospel of Mark.
因为我们的教会其中一个与众不同的地方，就是我们注重于释经讲道。
Because our church, GBF,one of the main distinctives of our church is that we focus on expository preaching.
我们的信念就是我们必须要清清楚楚地传扬神一切的旨意，就如同保罗在《使徒行传》所说的一样。
It's our conviction that we must preach the Bible expositionally in order to declare the whole counsel of God.
当我们逐章逐节地讲解圣经的时候，我们非常的注重于原作者的用意。
As we preach the Bible chapter by chapter, verse by verse, we focus on the original author's intent as he wrote the scripture.
因为作者是通过圣灵的启示将神的话写下来的，所以我们的责任就必须要知道作者的原意到底是什么。
Because the Bible is written, is inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that we must understand the original author's intent.
如果我们要这样做的话，我们必须回到作者当时的背景、历史背景来看这封书信或者是这个福音到底写的时候背景是什么呢？
In order to understand the original intent, we have to go back to the historical background, the setting, in order to get that intended meaning.
当然同时间我们也必须引用到其他的经文，我们必须要知道我们所讲解的跟其他的经文没有抵触。
Of course, we will also reference other parts of scripture so that we know for sure we will not contradict other parts of the Bible.
所以我们通过查考马可福音的背景，我们知道马可福音是写给在罗马的基督徒。
AndWell, as we look at the background of the Gospel, Mark tells us that this Gospel is written to believers in Rome.
这一封书信写的时候是大约在主后60到70年。
This is written around AD 60 to 70.
我们怎么知道马可福音是写给罗马的信徒呢？
How do we know that the Gospel of Mark is written to believers in Rome?
因为当我们看马可福音的内容的时候，我们会发现马可常常会翻译一些希伯来文。
It's because when you look at the details of the gospel, you will see that Mark often translates many Aramaic or Hebrew terms into Latin terms.
他甚至会用拉丁文来代替希腊文，而且拉丁文我们知道是罗马的官方语言。
Of course, Latin is the official language of Rome.And Mark often used Latin terms in place of Greek terms.
所以当我们这样看的时候，我们就知道马可写的时候应该是写给罗马的信徒。
So from that evidence, we see that Mark, the Gospel of Mark, is written to believers in Rome.
在主后六十到七十年的时候，当时的罗马王是尼禄王。
At this time in A.D. 64, the emperor of Roman Empire is Nero.
在主后第六十四年，罗马发生了一场大火患，将差不多一半个罗马给烧成灰烬。
In A.D. 64, the Rome was on fire, and half of the city was destroyed.
在这一场大火过后，有许许多多的人都相信是尼禄王所放的火。
After the fire, everybody thought that it was Nero who burned Rome.
所以为这洗清他自己的罪名，尼禄王必须要找一些替死鬼，他就将这一个责任指向基督徒。
In order to clear himself, he had to find an scapegoat, so he blamed that on the Christians.
所以当许许多多的人开始怀疑基督徒的时候，也跟着政府的带领下，开始了一场非常大的逼迫。
So under the government's persecution, many people suspected, many people hated Christians.
这一切带给了这个基督徒很大很大的逼迫。
And this, and so the, so there was a great persecution.
有一个历史家这么说，穿着野兽皮，基督徒被狗撕成碎片，或者被钉在十字架上，也有一些基督徒被转变成火把燃烧，为了是在黑夜里点燃那个市区。
One historian wrote, dressed in wild animal skins, Christians were torn to pieces by dogs, were crucified, were made into torches to be ignited after dark as substitutes for daylight.
也根据教会的历史告诉我们，彼得，就是使徒彼得，还有使徒保罗，也是在这一个时候因着这一场大逼迫而受为主寻道的。
According to church tradition, both the apostle Peter and Paul were also martyred in Rome during this great period of persecution.
所以就在这样的背景底下，马可写了他的福音给罗马的基督徒。
So it is in this setting, in this background, that Mark wrote the Gospel of Mark.
为的是要鼓励罗马的基督徒必须在他们的信仰上要坚持到底。
The purpose is to encourage the believers so that their faith will be strong.
在马可福音里面，我们看见马可他非常强调这耶稣基督是一个受苦的仆人。
Now this gospel emphasizes Jesus as a suffering servant.
虽然耶稣基督他行了神迹，他医治这些人的病，可是他却被拒绝了，最终被钉在十字架上。
Even though Jesus performed many miracles and healed the sick, but at the end, he was rejected and was crucified.
对于罗马的基督徒来说，这个时候他们也面临着为主寻道的危机，所以这样子的这个耶稣基督所受的苦，对他们来说也是非常的贴切的。
So, the Christians in Rome also was being persecuted, suffering. So the suffering of Christ was very near to them.
最终耶稣基督还是得了胜利，因为虽然他钉死了埋了，可是他却复活了。
But at the end, Christ was victorious. He was crucified, buried, but he was resurrected.
所以对当时罗马的基督徒来说，这个是非常大的一种鼓励。
So for the Christians in Rome, this is a big encouragement for them.
要告诉他们说，如果他们能够忍受得住这一种试炼的话，有一种更加荣耀的这个生命正在等着他们。
They know that if they persevere through this persecution, at the end there will be a even greater future for them, glorious future for them.
所以当我们明白了这个这样的背景的时候，我们就能够体恤到为什么马可要注重或者强调耶稣基督是一个受苦的奴仆。
So now that we know the setting, we understand why Mark emphasized Jesus as a suffering servant.
因为马可的用意其实是要表现出这个基督徒的信仰 是有一种受苦还有为主寻道的真实。
Because Mark's objective is to tell us the Christian faith is a faith that is willing to suffer and martyr for Christ.
所以马可福音十章四十五节这里告诉我们，因为人子来，就是耶稣来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
You see in Mark 10:45, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
所以我们现在就靠着这个背景，我们打开马可福音第一章。
So let us use this setting, this background, and look at the Gospel of Mark right now.
马可福音第一章第一到第十三节，神的儿子，耶稣基督福音的起头。正如先知以赛亚书上记着说，看哪，我要差遣我的使者在你前面预备道路，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。照这话，约翰来了，在旷野施洗，传悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。犹太全地和耶路撒冷的人都出去到约翰那里，承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。约翰穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。他传道说，有一位在我以后来的，能力比我更大，我就是弯腰给他解鞋带也是不配的。我是用水给你们施洗，他却要用圣灵给你们施洗。那时耶稣从加利利的拿撒勒来，在约旦河里受了约翰的洗。他从水里一上来，就看见天裂开了，圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他身上，又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。圣灵就把耶稣吹到旷野里去，他在旷野四十天受撒旦的试探，并与野兽同在一处，且有天使来伺候他。
Mark 1 verse 1 to 13. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him, and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist, and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. The Spirit immediately drove him into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days.Being tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him.
马可福音第一章这里告诉了我们完美奴仆的降临。
This verse 1 tells us the perfect servant's coming.
所以这里的第一节说神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
So verse 1 tells us the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
我们要记得刚才我们讲到这个背景的时候，我们提到马可福音写的是给罗马的基督徒，而不是为了要向非信徒传福音。
Remember, the purpose of this gospel is to written to believers, not to evangelize non-believers.
所以这个对我们是一个非常好的提醒。
So this is a good reminder for us.
因为我们当中有一些人可能作为基督徒已经有相当长的时间了。
Some of us probably have been Christians for a long time.
当我们想到福音的时候，我们首先所想到的就是，哦，我知道什么是福音，我立刻就不听了。
So when we think of the gospel, some of us may just switch off, saying to ourselves, "I already know the gospel."
因为我们住在新加坡是一个非常和平的地方，而且是没有逼迫的地方，所以我们才会这样想。
Because we live in Singapore, a free and free country, free of persecution, so that's why we think that way.
可是其实福音才是真正能够让我们胜过这个试探，让我们能够坚持到底的一个信息。
But the gospel actually causes us to persevere so that we will overcome trials and temptations.
在我们刚才唱的那一首诗歌，我传福音生欢心，在英文里他是这么说的，认识福音的人似乎常常渴慕福音，与众人一样想要再听一次。
Just then we heard the hymn, I love to tell the story. And the hymn writer writes this, I love to tell the story for those who know it best seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest.
如果你是真正的喜爱这个福音，你会不断的希望听福音，你不会觉得福音讲的时候，哦，我听过了，我知道了，我不想再听了。
If you truly love the gospel, you will not get tired of hearing the gospel. And when you hear the gospel, you will not say to yourself, oh, I already know it, I don't need to listen to this.
所以马可写他的福音是写给罗马的基督徒，为的是鼓励他们要在这个大逼迫里能够坚持的站立的稳。
So Mark writes the gospel to the believers in Rome that they may persevere through the persecution and stand firm.
我们从第一节到第八节看见这个完美奴仆的宣布。
We can see from verses 1 to 18 the announcement of the perfect servant.
马可引用了旧约里以赛亚书所讲的预言的来介绍这个施洗约翰的事工。
And Mark quotes from prophecy in Old Testament to introduce the ministry of John the Baptist.
施洗约翰的到来是应验了旧约的这个预言，他是使者，他是在救主还未来之前的使者。
John the Baptist is a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. He is a herald. He is preparing the way of the Lord.
他来是为了要宣布这个完美奴仆的降临，就是耶稣基督的降临。
He is coming to announce the coming of Jesus.
我们看见施洗约翰他的事工的一个标志，就是他的宣告，在第七节那里，他传道说，而且在第三节也讲到，他是喊着说。
A characteristic of John's ministry is his proclamation. In verse 4 it says he is a herald, he is calling out.
在第七节他传道说。
In verse 7 says he is proclaiming the gospel.
他这个用在希腊文里面这个动词其实是要告诉我们约翰是一个先知，他所传的信息不是他自己的。这一个动词其实是形容他有一个责任，必须正确、清楚，而且有权柄的传达这个信息。
This word preacher in verse 7 and 4 tells us that the verb pictures John as a herald, giving the message announced by his Lord. So he has a responsibility to convey this message clearly, accurately and authoritatively.
今天在讲台上讲到的也是如此，我们的责任就是必须清楚、正确，而且有权柄的宣讲神的话。
Preachers of God's word today also bears the same responsibility. We must preach it clearly.
第四节告诉我们，约翰来的时候，他传悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。
Verse 4 tells us John appeared to proclaim a repentance for the forgiveness of sins.
当然我们必须知道，一个人如果是接受浸礼或者接受洗礼的话，洗礼不会洗清他的罪。
We know that if someone receives baptism, that baptism itself cannot cleanse one's sins.
不过洗礼是为了施给那一些已经肯认罪悔改的人。
But baptism is given to those who have already repented.
认罪悔改是多超过伤心或者后悔的。
Repentance is more than just being sad or having regret.
它是一种深深的在心里面有所改变，会修改一个人的态度，而且这一个人会故意的将他的行为改正过来。
Repentance is about having a change of attitude towards sin, and out of that repentance, there's a change of lifestyle.
当然，我们非常的熟悉约翰他在这里所做的，因为在马太福音跟路加福音有给我们更加详细的这个内容。
If we look at the Gospel of Matthew and Luke, we will see in more detail how this message of repentance is preached by John.
而且我们也记得在马太福音跟路加福音也记载了约翰，施洗约翰他斥责了那一些犹太的领袖。
We see in both the both Gospel of Matthew and Luke, John actually rebuked those Pharisees who were coming to him.
可是为什么马可他选择了不要将这些内容加进去呢？
But why does Mark not write these, describe these things?
很有可能是因为马可希望快快的专注于这个完美奴仆，也就是耶稣基督。
Most likely Mark wanted to quickly focus on the coming of the perfect servant.
因为只有这位完美奴仆才能够真正的给受逼迫的信徒带来鼓励。
Because only this perfect servant can give the believers who are being persecuted encouragement and comfort.
当我们看到施洗约翰所讲的，他在宣布这个完美奴仆的降临的时候，施洗约翰是一个非常谦卑的一个人。
We see that John the Baptist made the announcement. When he made the announcement of the perfect servant, he demonstrated much humility as a servant himself.
施洗约翰在第七节这里说，有一位在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是弯腰给他解鞋带也是不配的。
Verse 7 says, John says, after me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie.
只有马可福音这里提到弯腰。
Only the Gospel of Mark mentions stoop down.
这里真的是强调了施洗约翰所有的这个谦卑的心，因为当时的背景里弯腰解鞋带是一种最低级的奴仆所做的一种事情。
This is to emphasize the humility of John the Baptist, because to stoop down and untie someone's sandals during that day, that task is only for the lowest servants.
是的，耶稣基督是完美的奴仆，可是如果他是奴仆，是不是代表我们就是皇帝呢？
Indeed, Jesus Christ is the perfect servant, but does that make us into kings?
因为耶稣基督说他来不是要服侍他来不是要人服侍他，而是要服侍人。
Because Jesus says, I have come not to be served, but to serve.
这样的话，是不是代表我们的地位就非常的崇高呢？
Does that mean that our position has been elevated above him?
对于施洗约翰来说，这个肯定不是的，因为当神谦卑自己的时候，施洗约翰把自己降得更加低。
John the Baptist did not think that way. When God humbled himself, John the Baptist humbled himself even lower than God.
上个星期我在跟一个50岁的人传福音，这个人是我第一次见的。
Last week, I was sharing the gospel with a person. It was my first time meeting him.
这个人他在不同的大机构里面有着非有一些很做过很高级的这个职位。
He was in his 50s and he held a high position in a company.
当我跟他传这个认罪悔改的福音，告诉他说在神的面前他什么都不能够做来拯救自己的时候，这个人说神赐耶稣基督是为了让神有一个出路。
And when I was sharing the gospel repentance to him, telling him that we cannot do anything to save ourselves, we can only rely on Christ. When the man heard this, his response was that God was only giving himself a way out in order not to.
因为神他所设的标准太高了，没有人达得到，所以现在神下不了台，他就必须给自己一个出路，他就差派耶稣基督来为人死在十字架上。
He's saying that God is giving himself away because God has set his standard too high. So people cannot meet that standard. So in order not to suffer embarrassment, he's sending Jesus to them.
我们通过这个看到这一个人就知道人的骄傲是何等的大。
Through this man's response, we see the pride of man.
他们将神看得非常的低，将人看得非常的高。
They have a high view of man and low view of God.
可是当我们看见耶稣基督，他成为了一个完美的奴仆，他降下来为的是服侍我们，我们必须要像施洗约翰一样，将我们给谦卑下来，合乎主用。
But we as Christians, when we see the perfect servant humbling himself to die for us, we ought to be like John the Baptist. We ought to humble ourselves even lower and be available for the king's use.
耶稣基督的降临如何代表了他的谦卑呢？
How does the coming of Jesus show his humility?
这个非常简单，因为耶稣基督他离开了他在天上天荣耀的领域，来到了世上，这一个就代表了他的谦卑。
This is very simple. He left the glory of his abode in heaven and came down to this earth. This is his humility.
腓立比书告诉我们，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Philippians 2:6-8 tells us, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
所以通过施洗约翰，他宣布了这一个完美仆人的降临。
So through the John the Baptist, the announcement of the coming of the perfect servant is given.
当完美仆人来到了之后，他接受了洗礼，就是完美奴仆的洗礼，从第九到第十一节。
In verse 9-11, we see that the perfect servant, after he comes, he is baptized.
在第四节告诉我们，约翰来的时候，他所传的是悔改的洗礼。
And we see in verse 7 that John is proclaiming a baptism of repentance.
可是耶稣基督是神，他是完美的，他是无罪的，为什么他必须接受洗礼呢？
But Jesus is perfect, without sin. Why does he need to be baptized?
他不需要为任何的罪忏悔，而且也不需要悔改。
He does not need to repent from any sins.
其实他接受了这个洗礼，为的是要宣告他与人的相连。
The reason why he was baptized is because he wants to proclaim his identity with people.
他要与人性、人的软弱还有人的罪恶相连，所以他就接受了洗礼。
He wants to identify with human nature, weakness and sin. That's why he was baptized.
所以他接受洗礼不是因为他有罪，而是因为他要与人相连。
He was baptized not because he has sinned, but simply to identify with us.
哥林多后书5:21告诉我们，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
2 Corinthians 5:21 says, For our sake he made himself to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
所以通过耶稣基督的洗礼，他知道他自己的任务，来到这里是服侍罪人。他洗礼的时候，就代表了他完全与罪人相连。
So through his baptism, Christ understands his mission on earth is to save sinners, serve them, and he is here identifying with sinners.
在第十节，他从水里一上来，就看见天裂开了。
And it says that when he came out of the water, the heavens would open.
在原文希腊文里面有一个字，是在英文里面有写到，这个是立刻的这个字。不过在中文这里不是很清楚，他只不过是说他从水里一上来，其实是立刻看见。
Verse 10, it says, right after that, it says, there's that word, immediately.
这一个字就是翻译成立刻，在马可福音里面超过了40次。
In the English, this word it appears 40 times in the Gospel of Mark.
为什么马可不断地用这个字立刻立刻立刻呢？
Why does Mark consistently use this word immediately, immediately?
因为当时我们不要忘记，罗马的信徒正在接受大逼迫。
Remember, at the time, Christians in Rome were being persecuted.
所以当马可不断地写立刻、立刻、立刻的时候，对当时的人来说是非常的生动，而且是非常的迫切的。
So when the Christians in Rome, when they hear that word immediately,They understand. There's a sense of vividness and excitement.
我们也知道，马可是要强调耶稣基督是这个受苦的奴仆。
We also know that Mark wants to emphasize Jesus as the suffering servant.
这一个字立刻有一个解经家说是一种奴仆的文法。
And this word immediately in Greek is the language of a servant.
因为他是要形容那个奴仆，他要听从他的主人的吩咐，所以他就立刻这么做，立刻这么做。
So as a servant hears the master's command, the servant will immediately obey.
所以我们会看见在马可福音里不断的提到耶稣基督立刻这样做，立刻这样做，都是提到耶稣基督。
So that's why in Mark we see that Mark describes Jesus as.Doing things immediately, immediately.
在第十一节，我们也看见天父也给他的儿子做见证。
And in verse 11, we see that the Father also witnessed to the Son.
天父知道他所赐给儿子的任务，所以打从一开始，天父已经将他的把握给宣告出来了。
The Father knows the mission that He has given to the Son. So in the very beginning, in the very beginning of Jesus' fulfillment and mission, God states his confidence in the Son.
你已经认罪悔改，信靠耶稣了吗？
Have you repented from your sins and turned to Christ for forgiveness of sins?
耶稣基督是神的儿子，神自己亲自这么见证。
Jesus is the Son of God, and God himself testified this.
他是完美的奴仆，他降临了，当他降临的时候，他接受洗礼，为的是要与我们相连。
Christ is the perfect servant, and He has come. And when He came to be baptized, He wants to identify with us.
他是要与我们人类、我们人性、我们人的罪恶相连。
He wants to identify with our weaknesses, our human nature, and our sins.
所以我们要呼吁大家，我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般。我们替基督求你们要与神和好。
We are echoing the words of Paul in 2 Corinthians 5:20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making His appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God.
因为我们做的不能够救我们自己，我们必须要靠着耶稣基督，就是那无罪的，替我们成为罪。好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Because all that we do, we cannot have our sins forgiven, but it's through Christ that we can be forgiven.
所以通过他的洗礼，他与我们人相连了。
And so through the baptism of Jesus, He identifies with us.
我们来到第十二节，我这里看见这个完美奴仆所受的挑战。
Let us look at.Verses 12 to 13, the challenge of the perfect servant.
圣灵就把耶稣吹到旷野里去，他在旷野40天受撒旦的试探，并与野兽同在一处，且有天使来伺候他。
Verse 12, the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him.
撒旦在旷野里，他挑战耶稣基督。当然，我们看见马可所写的也是一样，不比马太或者路加详细。
Here we see Satan challenging Jesus in the wilderness and tempting him to sin. And we also see that Mark's record of this temptation is not as detailed as Matthew and Luke.
为什么马可不加这些内容在里面呢？
Why does Mark not describe these details?
很有可能是因为马可想要注重在这个旷野，也他不是要注重于那个细节。
It's most likely because he wanted to focus on the wilderness.
因为我们刚才提到了，当罗马开始对基督徒有一个大逼迫的时候，有许多的基督徒还活着，他们就逃到旷野那里去。这个是历史背景。
Remember the setting, the background of this gospel is that the Roman believers in Rome, when they were persecuted, those who were alive often fled into the wilderness for safety.
所以马可想要让当时的基督徒看见耶稣基督也是在旷野里，沉浸在旷野里。
So Mark wanted to show these Roman Christians that the Lord was also in the wilderness.
更重要的是，是圣灵把耶稣推到旷野里去。
But more importantly, it says it's the Holy Spirit that drove him out into the wilderness.
而且他在旷野的时候与野兽同在一处，这个是马太福音跟路加福音没有记载的。
And it also says that he was with the wild animals. This detail is only found in Mark. Matthew and Luke do not describe this detail.
因为当时在基督徒逃到旷野里去的时候，他们常常都会与野兽同在。马可在这里的用意是要让他们看见耶稣基督也同样的遭遇过同样的事情。
It's because when the Roman Christians, when they fled into wilderness, they were also with the wild animals. So Mark wants to let them know that Christ was also with the wild animals.
可是在这一些当中，其实圣灵是这一个主宰。
But here, the Holy Spirit is the one who's making this happen.
所以当时的基督徒看见这一个记载的时候，他们就看见了他们所受的这个逼迫。当他们逃到旷野里去，当他们与这个野兽同在的时候，这些不超过神有的主权。
So the point is to have the Christians, the Roman Christians, understand that God is sovereign.Even though they are being persecuted, they are fleeing to the wilderness and with the wild animals. This is all under the sovereign plan of God.
而且当天使来伺候耶稣基督的时候，这也代表了神还是继续的在保护着他们。
And when the angels came to minister to Jesus, it shows that God is protecting them and also Jesus.
当然我们不要花太多的时间翻到马太福音，可是我相信大家对马太福音的这个记载也有相当的认识。
We're not going to spend a lot of time on Matthew 4. You probably know this section very well.
我们记得当撒旦来试探或者挑战耶稣基督的时候，耶稣基督没有将撒旦赶走，也没有将撒旦捆绑着。
And we see that when Satan tempted Jesus, when he challenged Jesus, Jesus did not cast his presence out, and he did not bind Satan.
可是耶稣基督却用神的话来与撒旦进行这个属灵的征战。
But instead, Jesus used the word of God to fight against Satan.
为什么耶稣基督需要讲神的话出来呢？
Why does Jesus need to speak God's word?
难道耶稣基督不认识神的话吗？
Does he not know the scripture?
当然不是，耶稣基督完全的认识神的话。
Of course not. Jesus completely understands the scripture.
所以当他讲出口神的话这么说，神的话这么说，经上记着说，经上记着说，为的其实是我们。
So when Jesus says, this is the...As is written, when he says that to Satan, it is for our sake.
他为了要给我们一个榜样，让我们看见如何去应对撒旦的这个挑战。
He's giving us example. He's showing us how we can overcome the temptation of Satan.
所以甚至连这个完美奴仆在接受挑战的时候，他所想着的也是以我们为中心。
So even when the perfect servant is being tempted, he is still focused on us. He's still thinking about us.
他想着的是我要如何的造就我们。
He's thinking about how to edify us.
所以这一个就是完美的奴仆，他甚至在受挑战的时候，也是不断的在服侍罪人。
So this is the perfect servant. Even though he was being tempted, he is still constantly serving other people.
当我们看见撒旦在旷野里挑战这个完美奴仆的时候，这个就让耶稣基督有这个资格来代表我们。
So as Satan was challenging the Lord, this the Lord overcame him and disqualified him to be our perfect servant.
因为希伯来书告诉我们，我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Because Hebrews 4:15 tells us, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses." But one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin.
所以当我们看这个完美奴仆的降临的时候，我们看见施洗约翰他宣布了完美奴仆的降临。这个我们看见施洗约翰的谦卑。
So when we see the coming of the perfect servant, we see John the Baptist, his humility before the perfect servant.
完美的奴仆他接受了洗礼，为的就是要与我们罪人相连。
The perfect servant was baptized for the sake of identifying with us.
完美奴仆他接受了这个挑战的时候，还是不断的以我们为了要造就我们而做的。
And the perfect servant, even though when he was being tempted, he was constantly serving us.
当我们活着我们的生命的时候，我们是否常常思考着如何的去服侍别人呢？
So when we live our lives, are we focused on how to focus on serving other people?
还是我们常常都是在考虑或者是在想我们自己的情况有多么的悲惨？
Or are we constantly thinking about how bad our situation is?
我们从耶稣基督这位完美的奴仆身上，还有通过施洗约翰的身上所看见的，不是这个。
But as we see from the life of Jesus and also from the life of John the Baptist, they did not think this way.
如果我们是谦卑自己，能够侍奉别人的话，我们也能够像马可一样，成为安慰的仆人，合乎主用。
But if we humble ourselves, we can become like Mark.A comforting servant and a servant that is useful for the Lord.
今天是每个月的第一个星期天。
This is the first Sunday of the month.
当我们总结的时候，我们要一起来纪念我们的主耶稣基督这位完美奴仆所为我们做的一切。
When we come together, we are here to we are remembering all the things that the Lord has done for us.
当然，我们不只是纪念他的降临，我们不只是纪念他的死，我们也要庆祝他复活了。
And we're not just remembering his coming and his death, but we are remembering and celebrating his resurrected life.
如果今天在座的有任何的人还未接受耶稣基督，我呼吁你们要与神和好。
If anyone here today has not put his faith in Christ Jesus,I appeal to you that you obey and put your faith in the perfect servant.
如果你是自称已经信靠了耶稣基督，我就呼吁你们要谦卑自己，要像这位奴仆一样，有一个奴仆的心，你要侍奉神，要侍奉大家。
But if you're a Christian, I appeal to you, I encourage you to humble yourself, to follow the example of the perfect servant, and to...Be a comforting servant and to serve other people.
让我们低下头，请 John 为我们祷告。
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for the greatest gift on earth, the perfect servant, our Lord Jesus Christ, who always thought of other people. He identified with us. He pitied us. He identified with us. We give thanks to you. We have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to you. And we pray that we will respond in the same way as our perfect servant, our Lord, who humbled himself to serve other people. May we humble ourselves even lower than Christ. May we be like John the Baptist, have the mind of saying, we're not even worthy to stoop down to untie his sandals. Lord, I pray that GVF will be characterized by this humility and servanthood. May your Spirit give us the power and the will and the joy to serve other people. For your glory, pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.